Tape 6, Side 1. Interview with Mrs. Eric Zeisel in her home, 11110 Montana, Los Angeles, California, September 18th, 1975. As the tape ran out last time, we were talking about Eric's adjustment to Los Angeles, and we had just gotten to the circle of friends you cultivated here, and Eric's assimilation in general into the emigre community. We were at a New Year's Eve party, and he had met Ernst Toch for the first time.
Yes, it was at the home of Emil Ludwig, and Emil Ludwig was a fabulous host. He had a very beautiful home in the Pacific Palisades, and he said himself that he felt like an ancient Roman, like maybe Vergilius, and over the hill was Horace, and he pointed to the home of Thomas Mann, who was just opposite, and there was kind of a valley in between. And his hospitalities were sumptuous, like at some French king, wonderful cooking and the most rare and exquisite dishes. Mm-hmm. And he also provided all this entertainment and had musicians there who played quartets. Now, on this New Year's Eve, he had invited Eric, and there was Ernst Toch, and the two became friends almost immediately. Uh-huh. And they sat down at the piano, and without talking about it, they began to play four hands in a kind of funny way, and went through the waltzes of Vienna and so on. And had this kind of New Year's Eve mood, and it was very funny. But Ludwig, unfortunately, had another program in mind. He had already given the sign to a quartet to play some very sad Schubert quartet. So that broke up that mood, which I felt was sad. Mm-hmm. I love Schubert, but at that point I would have much rather listened to what Eric and Toch would have improvised.
Oh, yes.
Now, there were other... a great number of interesting people lived in Los Angeles at that time. For instance, we already knew Hans Eisler. And the way we knew him was that, of course, when we were in New York, Eric tried to contact the people he had, his friends told him were there. And he was always very fond of dramatic music, and also always on the lookout for a text. And he had contacted Piscator, Erwin Piscator, who was at the New School of Social Research and had their theater department. And he thought that maybe he could compose for him. Mm-hmm. And we had written him a letter. I say we, because I was always the letter writer, because Eric didn't know a word of English. So he told me what he wanted to say, and I wrote it. And Hans Eisler called us. And Piscator apparently wanted him to, maybe Eric sent some scores, I don't remember anymore. Well, anyway, he seemed already to know, and he called and said that he had seen immediately that there was a real composer there, and he wanted to meet us. And we met, and again, Hans Eisler and Eric became friends immediately. Mm-hmm. And he was very much taken with Eric's music, and very funny, and he said, competition, And they played together and played each other's things, and he liked Eric's music very much, and gave Eric at the time, because he was in New York, a lot of recommendations, which, however, we didn't use. We tried one in the time when the contract with MGM didn't succeed and come off. As I told you, we tried, and it was in Mr. Forehaus at Republics, but it was completely negative, and then we were too intimidated to try any of the other things.
Yes.
So Hans Eisler came then to Hollywood, and he was a friend whom we saw now and then. Mm-hmm. Came to our house, and we came to his house on the beach, and we liked him very much.